You are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZWLP Conroe and 106.1 KZCCLP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Hello, I'm Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News, FM 104.5, 106.1, live streaming, irlonestar.com, and it is also on Facebook Live, Conroe Culture News, and YouTube Live, and we are broadcasting live from downtown Conroe, the city of Conroe, City Hall, the Conroe Tower today. So, in the first segment, we are going to have Gail Cheatham and Tessa Stuckey, co-founders of LookUp Nonprofit, Life is Better Offline. We're going to hear all about that. In the second segment, we will hear from Habitat for Humanity, Montgomery County, with Patricia Etris, the Director of Strategic Partnerships, and all about their upcoming 35th anniversary of serving the Montgomery County and their big gala coming up. This show is sponsored by Roger Stein Chiropractic. They are located at 3033 West Davis by Conroe High School and Taco Bell on Highway 105. They treat everyone from infants to seniors, people of all ages and backgrounds, weekend athletes to professionals, with a focus on natural holistic healing to relieve pain and achieve optimal health. Dr. Stacy Rogers holds certifications in adjusting extremities, arms, legs, hands, feet, clinical nutrition, prenatal, and pediatric care. If you are not her patient yet, and I don't really understand why you wouldn't be, but it's only $37 and it goes directly back to CASA kids in the foster care system, child welfare system in Montgomery County. So, few things happening around our area. Well, Easter is coming, we know that, and it's a beautiful day outside. If you haven't been outside, you need to go take a walk because it is perfect. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. As Goldilocks would say, it is just right. So this is the final week of SpongeBob musical. I went and saw that this weekend. It is fabulous. The scenes are great. The costumes are wonderful. The dancing and choreography is great. And I don't know about SpongeBob because my kids are older, but it was fabulous. So go and see it. It was mostly, the audience was mostly adults, just saying. So that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, 2 o'clock matinee. You can get tickets at owentheater.com. The annual Easter egg hunt with a visit by Mr. Bunny will be this coming Saturday, March 23rd, from 10 to noon at Carl Barton Jr. Park Softball Complex with Easter egg hunts for children 18 months to 10 years of age, hosted for absolute free. Bring your Easter basket and go and meet Mr. Bunny. Who remembers, not me, but who remembers Elvis coming to Conroe? In 1955, Elvis played at the Conroe High School football field Saturday, March 20, and he will be again this coming Saturday, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. with Donnie Edwards, who is taking the stage at the Crichton Theater in a tribute to Elvis. Should be fabulous, crichtontheater.org for tickets to that. And we all know about the First Thursday concerts that happen, and that's been happening for many years. Well, it's happening again, April through September. The first concert is April 11th, and it will go to September 5th on a Thursday. You can bring food in now. You can bring alcoholic beverages or non-alcoholic beverages, and they have on-site food trucks. It's absolutely free, and so tune into that April 11th. And the City of Conroe will again host the annual Kids Fest on the streets of downtown Conroe. It's free admission, free fun activities. Bring your kids. They have on hands different villages for you to get involved and do things. It's 10 to 4. The last Saturday in April, it will be April 27th. They're looking for people to have a vendor booth, sponsorships, or just volunteer. You can go to thecityofconroe.org and look under their special events for Kids Fest and find out all the information about that. We are also fortunate to have many nonprofits in our community sponsoring the arts and the vulnerable populations and creating wonderful livelihood full of activities for our family and friends. You can support the local businesses and the nonprofits by going to some of the things that they are hosting. Habitat for Humanity will be in the second half of our show. They are having their 35th anniversary with a Building Hope Gala on April 6th at the Woodlands Waterway Marriott. You can go to habitatmctx.org for more information about that. You can blast off with the Conroe Symphony Orchestra on Saturday, April 13th, to hear their Space, the Final Frontier. And it's a great performances that they have. If you haven't heard the Conroe Symphony Orchestra, you need to go. This would be one of the things. They're very affordable. Kids like it. They do a lot of things for the kids, and families love it because they know a lot of the music that they play, the adults. Go to ConroeSymphony.org, and they will be playing at the First Methodist Church in Conroe. Meals on Wheels has been serving homebound seniors throughout the county with nutritious food and curb-to-curb transportation for 51 years. Last year was their 50th anniversary. They are having the night in Nashville on Thursday, April 18th, and it's going to be a fun evening at Sawyer Park Ice House. If you haven't been there, you're missing out because that place is pretty amazing. Great outdoor arena, indoor, outdoor, all of that. Go to mowmc.org. Have you seen the blue bonnets lately? They're beautiful, too. Get outside. With that, we're going to take a quick break and be back with my first guest today on the show.
Hey there, Conroe. This is Andrew from the Audience of One show that airs Wednesdays at 10 a.m. right here on KZCC 106.1 and 104.5 FM. Make sure to tune in and keep it on for Community Radio's version of a slow-motion train wreck. You will hear our take on some of the world's oddest news, our mind droppings, and general banter from your favorite radio friends, me and Dick Schistler. We are also available on all of your favorite podcasting platforms.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersSteinChiropractic.com.
And we are back for our first segment today. Sitting across the table from me is Gail Cheatham and Tessa Stuckey. They are both dually co-founders of their nonprofit. So look up nonprofit, right? But it's about getting offline, and life is better offline. So, ladies, when did you first inspire to do this? A while?
Having us. I'll try to make it.
Has it been a journey?
It's been a journey. So I've been a therapist for almost a decade now. And when I became a therapist, I started seeing a big trend and problem pertaining screens and mental health and social media specifically. And so I was a new mom, raising my kids in today's world, working with these teenagers struggling, and I felt the need to research a little bit more, figure out how screens and social media really impacts mental health, and started speaking on it, talking to every parent that would listen to me. I wrote a book about it, and then ran into Gail a few years ago, who was on that same path, trying to speak with people about it and really make a wave for awareness, education, not so much anti-tech or anti-screen or anti-social media, but how to raise kids and families and how to set those boundaries for ourselves when it comes to screens. And so Look Up was born about a year ago.
We started individually, and I have a 12 and 15-year-old. And I was looking back on my emails. I started polling other parents around 2016 on what are you doing with devices? What are the rules in your house? What is your biggest challenge? And just felt more and more passionate about this. I was working in oil and gas, had no plan to move to the nonprofit or mental health area. And it just grew with me as my kids started asking for devices, as we started to see some of these harmful trends coming on. As my husband and I had to navigate our relationship when we would turn to screens, I think, you know, everyone today is struggling with the balance and how do we keep our use of devices mindful and intentional and live our best life offline.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do many people have boundaries?
I would say as far as majority don't realize that they need
boundaries. Don't think about it, right?
Yeah, it's. You know, today's world is just so different and it all happens so quickly and it becomes very overwhelming very quickly, especially for parents raising kids today. So I would say most people just don't realize that those boundaries would be that beneficial for them and their mental health and their kids' mental health.
So you mentioned social media. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. I mean, social media is here. It's all over. Yes. That's how you get the word out of business and nonprofits and events and different things like that, because people go to that and they pay attention. And I know there's a whole lot of other social media sites that I don't even know about, but the kids do.
Yes.
And there can be toxic things on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are, you know, we're a new nonprofit and we're constantly having those discussions. How do we get our name out? How do we reach the people? But then we also have to keep it balanced and mindful. And so we wrestle with that every day. And then the other thing that, you know, the kids, they don't use it in the same way that we do.
Right.
So I love to use Tessa's example when she talks about teens, you know, changing a flat tire and not knowing how to do something. She says, go to YouTube, and that's not what they're using it for. We as adults will connect with old friends or use it for information, but there's a lot of nefarious things there.
Yeah. Well, they've always had the internet.
Right. They don't know any different. And the internet has been used mostly for entertainment for them. While we were introduced to the internet as a resource, right? And so we gradually learned how to be online, and a lot of kids were just given a screen starting very young, you know, 1-2 years old, to keep them occupied while, you know, shopping in the grocery store or at the restaurant.
You give them a screen.
Whatever,
here.
Right? And so that's what they know for a boredom buster and entertainment, and that's usually how they use it. And with social media, there really are so many addictive qualities to it that are so bad for their developing brain and for their little hearts that I mean, I have a running list of toxicities from social media. I think I'm at 22 right now for kids. And it obviously can be toxic for adults as well. We know that to be very true online. But I do find that if we use it to be productive and have those boundaries in place for balance and really prioritize life offline, then you can be online in a healthy way. But a lot of kids and families aren't aware that that's what's needed to be.
Well, and I feel like this is an important point to say that we really try and present the parents with information. We don't believe in blame or shame. We truly believe that everyone is doing the best they can with the information they have. And so we have some additional information and we try and share that with parents so that they can make better choices. We've been there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of intolerance for crying babies in restaurants or on airplanes and things like that.
Sometimes you have to do what you got to do.
It's
right?
easier Survival. To pacify them. We just want people to know
right.
what they're doing.
Yeah, you're not saying zero. You're saying
right. And I think
put boundaries.
Coming from the mental health side, there's been such a spike in depression, anxiety, suicide ideation.
Montgomery County has the highest suicide rate,
and even for adolescents, right? And so that became my specialty. I didn't mean to specialize in suicide and self-harm working with teenagers, but I had to. And that's why I wanted to figure out what was so different happening in today's culture. And I think parenting today with technology is one of the hardest obstacles happening for so many families. And we are just very passionate to get the awareness piece out. I would not have this information if it wasn't for my job and working with these teenagers who show me and, you know, kind of give me that foreshadow to protect my own kids. That preventative care is so important to prevent the crisis. So that's why we're so passionate about the awareness piece and helping families kind of reset.
And I think you've keyed into it is awareness, and you offer different resources and ideas for families to incorporate so they can explore options and see what works best for them. So your website is lookupnonprofit.com, and you also have a Facebook page, which I love consistency, Lookup Nonprofit. So it's really easy to do that. And you have some resources and things for families to look at. And, you know, you have different categories, like whether they use technology, whether they use it a little, whether they're dealing with teenagers, which is a whole other category, right? That's exploding. Or, you know, they just need overall assistance. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we work with families who are kind of venturing into the tech world, not sure where to start, not sure how to set up all the safety parameters, and we help them understand truly what the harms are and how to gradually introduce screens in a healthy way. And then we work with a lot of families for the reset. Maybe they got into it when the kids were a little too young, didn't know that they needed to be aware of some of the things, and we help them find a good balance and family plan so that they can reset a lot of the issues with social media, screen addiction, video game addiction. We work with families on that. But when we go to speak with parents and have parent conversations, it's mostly that general information of like, hey, this is what's happening in today's world. If you allow your kids to be online, this is what they will come across, and this is how you can protect them. So we like to talk to families who aren't even there yet for the preventative care and then the reset as well.
Which is the hardest age group, teenagers?
The parents.
Or the parents. Yeah, I was thinking the parents.
Honestly, mm-hmm. The parents, yeah, the parents are there. Because I work with these teenagers who want me to get out there and let
really
know. Oh, yes. Especially when mine were really young, and I would ask my young clients, 12 to 17, 18 years old, you know, when you're a mom, how are you going to do things differently? Or what are you going to do when you're
good
a parent?
Question.
And or they would have like a younger sibling, a 9-year-old sibling. And I would ask, what would you do different for your sister? And every time they would all say, I wouldn't give them a smartphone until they're 16, 17 years old.
Well, and two things about that, you know, we have parents that get all this information about the bad things that are going on in the world. We can relate to being left out. And, you know, we grew up with the white van, be careful of the stranger with the candy and the puppies mm-hmm. and all of that. And so we can relate to that. And we've tended to bring our kids indoors. And what we cannot relate to is what they're now being exposed to on screens. So it's getting the parents to understand that stranger danger is really online now on social media yeah. and not how we grew up. And then the other thing is the teens talk about, and I want every parent to hear this, that when your kids come home, put down your phone, look them in the eyes, give them a hug, give them a smile, ask them how their day was, even if it's for that 5 minutes. I know we have work, we have busy things, but these kids are feeling like their parents are physically present, but mentally, emotionally somewhere else, because we too are looking down at our phones.
Yeah.
So role model.
Right, that role model. And so what I saw in my practice was this lack of resilience being applied for our kids to learn because of the quick fix of a screen, whether it is to fix boredom or I'm having a bad day, I'm just going to scroll on TikTok to distract myself. So that lack of building true resilience and emotional strength and maturity for our kids was happening. And then now also the connection piece. And that's what Gail's hitting on is walking in and your family, everyone is kind of on their phone or their devices, or you go out to eat and you see families kind of all checking their phones all at the same time. And that connection piece is so, so important for our emotional health for everyone, but especially young minds and young hearts. And so we feel passionate to help families find that back again.
So what are some of the things you can do? I know like going outside, doing activities, board games. Do you suggest maybe one meal or night or something that the family does together once a week? Or what are some
Definitely
of your thoughts?
All those things. Yeah. And, you know, we're coming up on summer in, what, 9 weeks? Mm-hmm. And when the kids aren't going to be at school. And so definitely prioritizing that in-person connection. We do
Real relationships.
And it's a little bit more work for the parents. But, you know, I coordinate between my friends, my kids' friends, so that we share responsibility of snacks and foods, and we have play dates and we have experiences, and, you know, I understand the challenges of working and balancing it all. But the more we can have in-person relationships and eye contact and that, you know, physical presence, mm-hmm. it's going to make an impact on the kids' lives.
Sports, all kinds of things.
Yeah. And then on the resilient side, helping our kids learn true coping skills and how to manage, regulate their emotions without a screen. So I always suggest if there's a moment of boredom or any sort of emotional distress, not to lean on the screen, because that is going to do more of a disservice than help
it's not real.
Build. Right.
It's just not real.
It's just a band-aid, a distraction.
Person and follow all the drama.
Well,
or
yeah,
have
so
relationships.
Right. So there's the lack of building the emotional strength, but then also being exposed to all the harms that can come with being online. So there's mm-hmm. it really is negative for if you're bored or distressed, one of the worst things you can do is just get on a screen to
learning
scroll.
Self-soothe mm-hmm. and overcome those challenging emotions is yeah. really a key part of growing up.
Yeah. So finding some hobbies, it's really good.
So how are you working with schools or youth groups?
Yeah, so we have partnered with Connor ISD. Actually, they've hired us as expert consultants their new cell phone policy guidelines. Mm-hmm. And so we've helped them with that. And we are speaking to all the parents in Connor ISD. They have had multiple events. I think our last one actually is next Tuesday, the 26th at Grand Oaks High School. So we will be there to spread this information as well. Oh, man, we go into any school that will have us, and we private schools, public schools, it doesn't matter. We are passionate to get in front of parents, teachers, counselors, and we do that almost on a weekly basis since we started the nonprofit.
Right. Well, way before that, you know, Tessa and I were on that journey. But the reason for the nonprofit, because we were already doing this individually, is we believe everyone has the right to this information. And so through donations and funding, we're able to partner with schools. We're able to go to churches and, you know, really anyone that wants to get this information. That's why we started Look Up Nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Absolutely. And, you know, whatever you can do to help the family stay
absolutely
intact. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we haven't talked about?
Oh my gosh. I could talk forever about this. So you're going to have to, like, cut me off. I literally could talk about this for hours and hours because I'm so passionate.
Yeah.
With having four kids myself that have grown up, you know, my oldest is 12 now. It's been interesting navigating this world and not handing over a screen so easily or having answers for my kids when their friends have phones and they're wondering, why can't I get an iPhone?
And they're getting them younger and younger.
Yeah.
My granddaughters have a watch or something.
Yes,
they're 5 and 7.
Yes. I know. My twins are in third grade and a lot of their friends have iPhones. And so, you know, I'm stuck in this place of trying to explain it to my kids, but also am I comfortable with them going over to these other kids' houses because they might have free reign of the internet over there? So it's just a different world than any of us grew up with.
Absolutely.
And parenting is...
We didn't even have internet.
Yeah. Until. So it's a new...
I already had kids.
It's a new digital landscape that we really, like Gail said, we do not blame any parents for not knowing this stuff, because how would they? We do believe everyone is doing the best they can with the information they have. And we have information that we feel parents all over would really benefit from hearing and understanding, and we welcome anyone to reach out to us because we are happy to help.
Right. We don't want anyone to feel unsupported. Mm-hmm. So wherever they are in their journeys, if parents are thinking about introducing a phone or if they have already done it, you know, they're not alone. We're there to support them wherever they are in their journey. And check out our event page. We have a lot of community events coming up. And if anyone wants us to come and speak to their friend group, we're happy to do that as well. So we just want people to feel supported, because this is a very different world than what we grew up in. And it can be overwhelming. And we understand we're asking parents to not take the easy route. Mm-hmm. This is a harder route, but your family will be better for it.
Well, you know, kids have so many choices of extracurricular activities they can get involved in, whether it's artistic, you know, or sporting or scouting or anything like that. And if you don't try different things, you don't know what they like and what's going to pique their interest, especially when they're younger. And maybe they try singing and they don't like it, or they try, who knows what, basketball or something.
That's one of the things, too. Our kids are a lot of times overscheduled. There are so many opportunities.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Right.
And the
finding the balance.
It's being mindful, creating space for that white space. You know, when we used to go on a road trip and we would look out the window and our thoughts would wander and we would connect with our feelings. Mm-hmm. And there's just all these things that are coming at really all of us today, and it could be overwhelming. Our primitive brains have not evolved.
Right. And I always say the inconvenience of raising your kids mindfully on screens and not, you know, just allowing them to have it all the time and not allowing them to go anywhere they
putting
want.
Boundaries, online. Limitations, things
having
like that.
Having that inconvenience is so much better than the heartache of the emotional struggles that are headed your way when they get a little bit older. And I see that in my private practice, but also just nationwide with all the mental health statistics getting worse and worse. And it's really, you know, we only have our kids at home for a temporary amount of time. And
build
we can struggle with
they'll
them.
Remember the experiences when you went on a trip or whatever you did or your family game night or something like that. More so than the conversation they had on their phone.
Well, one of the things I ask every parent when I go speak, and all of my clients, no matter how old they are, is I always ask the question, what is your favorite memory? What is something that makes you feel good within your heart whenever you think of it? And I get all sorts of answers, all of them. And they always fall in one of these three categories: something with family, something with friends, or an accomplishment
something
they're really
remember.
Proud of.
Yeah.
Not once has anyone said staying up till 2 o'clock scrolling TikTok or
whatever
playing Fortnite
Snapchat
or whatever. It's
or whatever
always one of
kids
those
included.
Moments. Oh, all the kids, all the teenagers. I've never heard anyone say anything.
So you're not depriving them by taking them out. And I love this.
Yes.
To put your phone in. Maybe everybody should have one of these for each child and the parent, everybody in the family. So you take these and you unplug for a while, let your soul smile, look up life is offline, and then you put it away for a while.
Yeah,
right?
It's intentional.
I love
bonus.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool. So, again, look up nonprofit.com, find them on the internet, their website, or their Facebook page. Do you have Instagram too?
We do. It's lookup.nonprofit.
Okay. Well, still just Google it and find it or search it or whatever the heck it is. And connect with them. They have lots of resources and programs and upcoming events, and also some advice on some gifts you can give people to engage in outdoor activities, family stuff, and things like that, instead of something directed towards a screen activity. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate you coming on, and I will look it up.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Since 2004, Rogers Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Rogers Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment, or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's R-O-D-G-E-R-S STEIN, chiropractic.com.
Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question, comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station on irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Does volunteering at a nonprofit horse sanctuary sound wonderful? Or are you a veteran or a veteran spouse and think trying a peer group session through a local Horses and Heroes equine program might be worth trying? Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary, located in Grand Central Park by appointment only, is home to a growing number of rescued and donated horses. Visit our website at henryshomehorsesanctuary.org or check out our Facebook at Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary for more information.
Every Friday, tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
A Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station at irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Did you know that there are over 153 million orphans in the world today? The sad reality is 99% of those kids will likely never be adopted. Core Love is an organization right here in Conroe that takes care of orphan children in Haiti, Honduras, and India. We bring the love of Jesus by providing their six basic needs of clean water, proper food, healthcare, education, job skills, and a loving home. Visit corelove.org. That's corelove.org. Will you help defend the orphan?
Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on irlonestar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at irlonestar.com. or call the station message line at 936-647-3776.
God's Garage is a 501c3 that repairs and gives away cars for free to single moms, widows, and wives of deployed military. You can help God's Garage by donating a vehicle, volunteering your time, or by monetary donation. God's Garage is located at 2106 East Davis, Conroe. If you'd like to learn more about God's Garage, visit our website at godsgarage.org. Or you can contact us, and we would be glad to come and make a presentation to your group.
Hey, y'all. It's DJ Mike from Dan Simon, Texas. Join me Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. as I count down the top 10 Texas Red Dirt songs that are packing the dance floor. I'll be featuring local artists and the story behind the hits, shows in the area, as well as new songs that make you want to dance. It's Dance Time in Texas with DJ Mike on Lone Star Community Radio, 104.5 KCZW and 106.1 KZCC, Conroe, Texas, or online, irlonestar.com.
And we are back for our second segment today. I am sitting across the table with Patricia Etra. She's the Director of Strategic Partnerships with Habitat of Montgomery County. And we're going to talk about their gala they have upcoming and some of their other programs, because you are very well versed in this, right?
Thank you so much, Margie.
Yes. So, first of all, let's talk about the 35th anniversary gala that is coming up, Building Hope Gala, and that's going to be at the Woodlands Waterway Marriott on April the 6th.
That's correct. Yes.
How are sales going for that?
It's going very well. We're very excited. It's only a couple weeks away now. So we've got we're filling up quickly. Our sponsorships are good. We do still have a few really nice sponsorships available, but you have to act quickly because everything's starting to close up there with the April 6th deadline. If people are interested in a sponsorship, if I can jump right into that.
Sure, you can talk whatever you want.
We're very excited. I'll start with the event. We're excited this year is our 35th anniversary of our affiliate, Habitat Montgomery County, which is independent from Habitat more broadly. And so we're going to be looking at the past and looking forward to the exciting things coming up in the future. So we have some of our honorees. We found the gentleman whose idea it was, who saw the need for affordable housing in our community. And we're going to be honoring him and some of the other lovely people that have helped us over the years. And as I said, we still have some sponsorships. One that's especially, we don't know why no one snapped it up yet, is our photography sponsorship. It's a $10,000 sponsorship, but your name goes on the what we call a step and repeat. So when people come in, they all get their picture taken in front of that. So if you sponsor that, your name will be your logo on everyone's photos. So that's one of the great ones. We have, that's a $10,000. We have live auction. We still have program, which is we'll need quickly if anyone wants to sponsor our program for $5,000 because we're getting ready to send that to print very soon. So we still have a few. All that information is available if you go to www.habitatmctx.org/gala.
Yes, it's all there. And you can also find out about all the other ways that you can get involved through volunteering, donating a car you're not using, yeah. Or volunteering to help build a home, or volunteering to help at Restore. And a lot of people still don't even know about Restore.
I know, and it amazes me.
It's amazing.
If you haven't been there, it's on 242, and it's just so much fun to go in and look around. And all the proceeds, the Restore sells home decor and home building materials.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a new program that I'd love to mention through
sure.
Restore. So all the proceeds from the Restore go to help us with our mission of affordable housing in Montgomery County. And we now have a new program, the Deconstruction Program. So if you are thinking of doing a home renovation, you contact us at the Restore or at our website. You'll find all the information. Mm-hmm. And we will send people out, and they will do whatever, whether it's a whole house or, you know, your kitchen or whatever, we'll take that apart. And all the materials that can be sold, we will sell, and the proceeds go to our, again, to our mission, and other things are recycled.
So that's a great program.
It is. It's
lovely. When you're getting ready to remodel any part of your house and call Habitat before you do that to take apart the things that you don't like, and maybe there's some they can use and put in their store.
Yep. So we're very excited about that. And other habitats do it. And it's wonderful for the mm-hmm. environment and for the people. And you get a tax receipt. So please keep that in mind. That's new. So we want to get the word out about
that. Well, and you can also, as you're getting ready to downsize or move to another residence or moving your kids into college and doing things in their room, whatever the case is, you can make donations of those household items in new or very gently used, not clothing or anything like that, but it's just housewares, furniture, appliances, and fixtures. Maybe you have fixtures of light fixtures or brackets or hardware or any of those things, because again, you can shop for these things at a such reduced price as well. Yeah. And it's easily found right there on 242, not far from 45. I forget the name of that community out there. There's so many new communities. Oh, there's a new HEB out there. That's what it is.
And it's
it's near the HEB.
It's right next to the Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger and HEB. There you go. Those are your destinations. So what's cool is if you are part of an organization, whether it's a chamber or other church groups or whatever, you can sign up as an individual or as a group to volunteer to help build a house.
That's correct.
That's pretty amazing. And you don't have to have that skill set either, right?
Nope, no skills needed. We have people there that will teach you what to do, and a lot of people find it very cathartic. You know, they work all week long, and they come out on a Saturday, and they get to do something with their hands, and you learn a lot.
You always have somebody on board there present that can help you with anything.
Absolutely.
Raising the walls or whatever it is that they're working on to progress on the house. Now, what's the build-out? How many houses do you have left to build in Conroe?
So our Cedar Creek neighborhood in Conroe, we've been working on since 2009. We had 37 acres donated. And when we're all done, it will be 129 homes. And we expect to be done in about 2 years. Right now we're in the middle of various stages of about 11 houses. And then we'll be starting more in the fall and of 2024 and then in 2025. So that's exciting. We've been there a long time. It's a beautiful neighborhood. If you've never been through our Cedar Creek neighborhood, take a drive through.
It's kind of like a secret. People don't even know it's there.
No.
And it is right here in Conroe. And then you'll be building out in Magnolia.
That's right. Yes. So the next thing is we have 81 acres that were donated to us by the Comente family.
Mm-hmm.
And that is out on the western edge even of Magnolia. It's a beautiful piece of land. And we hope to be building there in a couple years. We have a lot of work to do before we're ready to build. We have infrastructure to put in. It's raw land. So we are working right now with some of our close Habitat friends and supporters to get started with the funding that we need for that. And at some point in the future, we'll be hopefully reaching out to others and giving everyone the opportunity to help us. That will be over 200 houses when it's complete.
Yes. So a lot of times people don't understand is that Habitat doesn't just give you a house.
That's right.
It doesn't work that way. It's sweat equity, and you do pay a mortgage. Yep. It's not free and clear. It's not granted to you, but you do have to qualify. You have to have a job or be searching and obtain a job in the process, right? And I know you partner with different nonprofit organizations like Family Promise to help qualify people and get them involved.
Right.
And they can do things like either work on the house and the kids get involved too by having good grades. So I know a little bit about Habitat.
Yes, you do. You've been involved longer
yes.
than me.
The resale shop, Restore, they can volunteer there. So they have to volunteer. And just so people understand that this isn't
That's
free
right.
and clear. They earn this. And there's nothing so gratifying as being a homeowner and knowing that you helped build those walls of your house. And then you'll take care of it.
Okay.
And to that point, there's nothing more fun than seeing somebody and being a part of somebody's dream to have a house, too.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's been a long time since I've actually hammered and been a part of it. But I have done that before. So I have that part of it.
Yep.
But you also have other programs as well. Help in the community, like the Veterans Build and the Aging in Place. Tell me about the Aging in Place.
So we have a program besides our home ownership program, which we talked a little bit about. We have a critical home repair program, and that does home repairs for people that can't afford them. So we know that there are people who need a house and we build the new houses, there are a lot of people in our county who have homes, but they have health and safety issues that they can't live there.
They're older homes. Or maybe they're seniors and they need extra help.
Lots of trees and wind around here.
Right.
So, and so we have this program and we have funding. A lot of the people we work with are elderly or veterans. We have funding for veterans through our Veteran Build Initiative, which does home repairs and new homes. And our Aging in Place, we have lots of funding for that. And we have funding for other people, for families that just have that need. So we really like to let people know about that critical home repair program. Most people have never heard of it, but every time we talk about it, they say that, you know, the light bulb goes off and they think of someone. So the more people know about that, the more we can get people to come to us when they have that need.
And there is eligibility for that as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yes.
And that all that information is on your website, Habitat, mctx.org.
That's correct.
So you can go and find out about that. And so all of these different programs, whether it's home ownership, aging in place, home repair, veterans build, any of that, all goes back to the fundraiser.
That's right. So,
April 6th.
Yep. So all the funding for that, the gala is our big fundraiser of the year, and that goes to help fund all our programs. And so we look for that every year, and we just love to have people come out. There's lots of exciting things, lots of people.
It's always a great event. Yes, they dress up. And what I like to see is on the screen when people start bidding and giving whatever it is, $500, $1,000, or whatever, their name starts scrolling and the name keeps going and going and going. And you can see that the community is making a difference.
That's right. And our donors, we have some lovely, lovely auction items. And our donors are always very generous, but some of them have really outdone themselves this year in honor of our 35th anniversary. So we have some beautiful jewelry pieces that are extra special. That we couldn't do it without our donors and supporters. They're lovely, and they're all coming out for the big event.
It's a nice event. How many people do you have in attendance so far?
We're probably up to 500.
Yeah.
So yeah. We usually shoot
you'll
for
exceed
500, but this year I think we're higher than usual.
Yeah, you'll exceed that easily.
And individual tickets, if you don't want to sponsor but you just want to come out, individual tickets, again, go to that website, habitatmctx.org/gala, and mm-hmm. It will show you where you can buy an individual ticket as well.
Well, very good. So what have I been missing here, Patricia?
Well, as we talked about, all the funding mm-hmm. from the gala goes to our programs, all the funding from the Restore mm-hmm. supports our programs. The home ownership program we talked a little bit about, and the fact that we don't give away homes. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that. That's something very important people don't realize. Also, all the families that join our home ownership program, they are in unsafe or unsuitable housing conditions. It's not just, hey, I want to change. They need a change. And we know, we have statistics and studies that show how much having safe, affordable housing means to a family, and what it does for the future of that family, that the kids are more likely, that it has better childhood development outcomes, better health outcomes, kids are more likely to go to college. It's a foundation for the family that it will grow on and build on.
Well, in most of these, if not all of them, but I would say most of the families have kids, uh-huh. and some have very specific needs. Some of the kids are disabled in some yep. respect, and so you build the homes to suit those needs that's as right. well. And I've seen some of these remarkable things that have been done, and the stories are just amazing, too. So I think that some of your stories, I don't know if they're on the website, but I know they're on your Facebook page. They can scroll back and read some of the stories and how it really makes a difference. Because if you can imagine not having a safe home to live in, there's really
that's right.
nothing more important than feeling safe.
No. And
you know, that's what in the hierarchy of needs, it's right there. You have to have food, clothing, and a place to live. So.
And they work hard. They work hard to get into the program. They have to qualify for a mortgage, but we hold the mortgage, and it's a no-interest mortgage, and we work with
can't
them.
Beat that.
Can't beat that, especially nowadays. It's,
right.
It's been going up, and we work with them to make sure that the mortgage, we want it to stay less than 30% of their income so that they can plan and set money aside and start doing things with that extra money. And they have to do 350 hours of the sweat equity you mentioned. They do 175 volunteering on other people's homes and the Restore, various things before they're assigned a foundation for their house. And then they come out and work when we work on their house for the next 175 hours. They take education. We have about 10 education programs. So our families all go through financial literacy programs and house maintenance programs. A lot of them have never been in a family that had a mortgage or had to learn how to deal with credit cards and debt or how to fix, the leaking window or something like that. So we make sure we want to set them up for success.
Mm-hmm. Give them all the resources they need to be successful.
We give them everything they need. Yep. And it's always a special day when we get to do a dedication and the family comes out to their house and the kids show off their rooms. Right. And at our gala,
it's a sense of pride.
It is. It's lovely. And they know they worked for it. So it means a lot to them.
So you'll have testimonies at your gala?
We always have a homeowner family mm-hmm. come to the gala and talk, and it's really the highlight of the evening. We all can talk about all kinds of things. People are having fun, and they don't care about all that so much when they're having fun until the homeowners get up there, and then you can hear a pin drop in that room when they realize that what they're doing there besides having fun is helping people like that. So it's very moving.
Of course it is. That's right. I understand. So again, go to their website and get your ticket or sponsor. She's got a couple of sponsorship opportunities available right now. Or you can just contact Patricia, right?
You can. And my contact, my email and phone numbers are on the website. So I'm easy to find. So.
Okay. So we'll see some more people there on April 6th at the Woodlands Waterway Marriott.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patricia.
Well, thank you so much, Margie.